Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
An Israeli airstrike hits a house in Gaza, killing a family of five. And the U.S. says a Russian convoy moving into Ukraine violates that country's sovereignty. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Palestinian officials say an Israeli airstrike has hit a house in central Gaza, killing five family members. The French news agency reports medical officials said the five were killed were a 28-year-old father, his wife, their two young boys, and an aunt. The United Nations says more than 2,090 Palestinians have been killed since the violence began July 8th, including close to 500 children. Adding to the number, Hamas Friday executed 18 Palestinians accused of collaborating with Israel. Also on Friday, Hamas claimed responsibility for killing and kidnapping three Israeli teenagers in June, the incident that led to the current war in Gaza. Officials in Nigeria say the Ebola virus in that country has, for the first time, spread to people who did not have direct contact with the country's first victim, widening the circle of those infected. Nigeria's health minister announced Friday two more people are now confirmed to have Ebola.
Nigeria has now recorded the first two cases of Ebola virus disease in secondary contacts of the index case, that is the Liberian American. The two patients are spouses of the primary contacts of the Liberian American, and they are among the secondary contacts who have been under surveillance.
The development comes as the World Health Organization announces the death toll from Ebola in West Africa is now 1,427 people, including 2,600 confirmed cases in all four countries. This is VOA News. Meantime, the situation remains tense in the Liberian capital after authorities quarantined two large suburbs there this past week. The government said the effort was to try to stop Ebola from spreading further, but people stuck inside the barricaded areas are hungry and restless. And Look reports.
It's just 2 days into the quarantine in Dolo Town, and life is already getting difficult. Food prices are going up. A 25-kilo sack of rice that would normally sell for $25 is now $40. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has ordered no one to go in or out of Dolo Town or the West Point slum, also located outside the capital. She said the measure is intended to check the spread of Ebola in the capital. There is a holding center for suspected cases there, but no treatment center. Residents say the quarantine is not the answer. Anne Look, VOA News, Dakar.
The U.S. Defense Department says a fighter jet conducted a dangerous intercept with a U.S. warplane off the coast of China. According to a Pentagon spokesman, the Chinese jet made several close passes, coming within 10 meters of the U.S. Navy jet. He says the Chinese jet also crossed under the U.S. aircraft, a P-8 Poseidon. Several trucks from a Russian convoy that passed into Ukraine without permission from Kiev have turned back at the border and are going back into Russia. Witnesses said today some of the 220 vehicles that entered Russia are also arriving at the border, ready to return to Russia. It's not clear if the trucks are carrying any cargo. The convoy began entering Ukraine on Friday, as Meredith Buell reports.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters the U.S. is very concerned about the Russian trucks crossing the Ukrainian border.
Russia must remove its vehicles and its personnel from the territory of Ukraine immediately.
Kirby stopped short of calling the move an invasion. Meanwhile, Russia's United Nations ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, accused Ukraine of procrastinating, saying the convoy needed to move. The 200-truck convoy had been stalled at the border for days. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.
The National Guard is pulling out of the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson in the state of Missouri after tensions appeared to ease following a shooting death of an unarmed black teenage boy by a white police officer. After nearly 2 weeks of unrest, for the second straight night, there were no major clashes between police and protesters late Thursday. Although police did report at least 7 arrests. At least 4 Kashmiri villagers have been killed and several injured after fighting broke out overnight between Indian and Pakistani forces in the disputed northern region. Military officials say 2 deaths were on the Indian side line of control and 2 on the Pakistani side. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Indonesian, we say, Variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Hey, hello everybody, this is David Johansen from the New York Dolls, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Thing to say.
What'd you think I was, anyway? The guy that walks into a good-looking dame front parlor and says, good afternoon, I sell accident insurance on husbands? You got one that's been around too long, one you'd like to turn into a little hard cash? Just give me a smile and I'll help you collect? Boy, what a dope you must think I am.
I think you're rotten.
I think you're swell, so long as I'm not your husband.
Get out of here.
You bet I'll get out of here, baby. I'll get out of here, but quick.
back announce our George Shadow Morton set. Author's note, you're not hallucinating. You are hearing Inagata De Vida in the background, which Iron Butterfly now credits George Morton with producing. A little editor's note there. We started our tribute to Shadow Morton. Will You Keep Me Hanging On by Vanilla Fudge. I can't tell you how cool that record was when it came out. It was just the hippest thing anyone had ever heard. It was a trend that lasted a couple of years, you know, psychedelicizing former hit songs. Of course, Vanilla Fudge made a whole career out of it. We got to play some Velvet Morning one of these times. Their version of Nancy Sinatra, Lee Hazelwood. Gotta Get Away was the Black Keys from their new one, Turn Blue. Get it from nonsuch.com. Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney adding a new partner, Brian Burton, to the writing team. Cool stuff from the Black Keys. From Too Much Too Soon, the New York Dolls' second album, 74. Who Are the Mystery Girls? Written by David and Johnny and produced by Shadow Morton. The Fabulous Shangri-Las, maybe my favorite, Heaven Only Knows, from 65. Written by who else? Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry. And produced by the amazing George Shadow Morton. We'll be back. All you gotta do is whistle. You know how to do that, don't you, baby? Just put your lips together and blow.
About a year ago, I paid a man named Joe Brody $5,000 to let my younger daughter alone. What does that mean?
Means,
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Detroit via Nashville. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Jack White.
Thank you.
somebody comes in, you tell them the cook is off.
What's it all about?
Hey, Al. Bright boy wants to know what it's all about.
Why don't you tell him?
What do you think it's all about?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I wouldn't say.
Hey, Al. Bright boy says he wouldn't say what he thinks it's all about.
This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. You're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Shadow, see through the shadow, live through the shadow.
last set with our coolest song in the world this week, Would You Fight For My Love? Jack White's new album, Lazaretto. On Third Man, he writes and produces everything. Jack White joined by Daru Jones on drums, Dominic Davis, electric bass, Pats Kaplan on the fiddle, Ikey Owens, V3 and Rhodes, Corey Younts, piano, Dean Fertitta, Ruby Amanfu, background vocals, Carla Azar, drums and trumpet, Vern Davies, upright bass, Brooks Wagner, piano, B3, and Mold, and Olivia Zhang, African drum. And that's just the credits for that one track. So that's nice, Jack, putting half of Nashville to work. Get it from thirdmanrecords.com. See, my friends, one of the greatest of all the Kinks, great ones. Their eighth single or so. Went top 10 in the UK. Didn't do much in America. I don't know why. Written by, of course, Ray Davies and produced by Shel Talmy, as most of those first five albums were. The Cherry Drops, brand new band with Out of Sight. The album is Everything is Groovy. Get it from thecherrydrops.com. A very cool Giorgio Gemelski production of a Julie Driscoll record, I Know You Love Me Not, written by Brian Godding. And the ultimate film noir Rolling Stones song, Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in Shadow, full of Freudian, Jungian, psychological stuff. Written by Freud and Jung, as a matter of fact. And produced by Andrew Lou Goldham, who knew them both well. Kiss Bad Radio goodbye, baby. We'll be back with more cool stuff.
Radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. John Huston, one of the greatest directors of all time, born August 5th, 1906, in Nevada, Missouri, which his grandfather won in a poker game. I'm telling you the truth. And what a character John was. He moves to L.A., drops out of high school to box, where he wins 23 out of 25 matches, including the amateur lightweight title, joins the Mexican cavalry for a while, something that should be on everybody's resume, becomes a bad reporter for a while, and finally his father, actor Walter Huston, gets him a gig writing screenplays. He does pretty good with that, finds he has a knack for it, and turns that into an amazing directorial debut with The Maltese Falcon, 1941. He makes the film in 8 weeks for $300,000. He goes on to make 41 movies in 46 years, including The Asphalt Jungle, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and The Man Who Would Be King, three of my favorite movies. He was known as a flamboyant raconteur, a bon vivant, a horseman, a hard-drinking wild man, and eventually filmdom's grand old maverick. He's the only person to have directed a parent, Walter, in The Treasure of Sierra Madre, and a child, Angelica, in Prissy's Honor, to Academy Award wins. We lost him August 28, 1987. A very, very cool character. Thank you, Johnny, for all your good work. American culture misses you desperately.
Welcome to the jungle.
And you can say it was self-defense and get off. But if I go back, I won't get off. I'll be sticking my head in a rope. Is that what you want?
No, no, that man at the Anchor and Dolphin, that was an accident, wasn't it?
Maybe it was. Maybe I meant to kill him.
There's a difference.
Who's going to believe that?
They might understand.
Listen, nobody gives anybody a break. Not me, anyway. It's been run, run, run all the time. Run from my old man, run from the kid I hurt in school. That's why I didn't mind the army. When you hit, you didn't have to run. Everybody's against you, everybody.
Would find me. I don't even know where he is. That's what you've done to him.
What I've done to him?
Yeah. He's on an important case and he's disappeared. Good and drunk, probably. After 12 years on the wagon. That's what you've done to him.
What about Quinlan, Sergeant? What's he done? What about all those people he put in the death house? Save your tears for them.
No kidding. I'm ready to fight. I've been looking for my baby all night. If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light. I thought I'd treat my baby fair. Now she's getting all in my hair. And if I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light.
This is Mr. D, Chris Dreher from the Yardbirds, and you are with Little Stephen in the Underground Garage.
Smile on me, baby. Make me feel the grace.
started our John Houston tribute with Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle for Asphalt Jungle, one of the coolest of all the film noir movies. Sterling Hayden, 1950. King Midas in Reverse with the Hollies. We did that for The Man Who Would Be King. An incredible movie if you've never seen it. Sean Connery and Michael Caine at their very best. Amazing chemistry between them. I'm surprised they didn't make more movies together. Murder in My Heart for The Judge. We covered two movies with that one. The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean and Moby Dick. Because it was Moby Grape. Yeah, that's good. Boom, boom, out goes the lights. Little Walter and his Jukes from 1955 on the Checker label. We kind of threw that in there for Let There Be Light, 1946. And Smile On Me Baby, The Yardbirds, Little Games, one of my favorites. One of the greatest guitar tones ever from Jimmy Page. Didn't really fit, we just kind of dig it. Kind of suggests Reflections in a Golden Eye. You stretch your imagination. 1967. The great John Houston invented the genre in 1941 with the Maltese Falcon.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com, B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all, vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. They give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by unitedstations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man!
Nice ride.
Fuck the jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.